When South Carolina seceded, Fort Sumter in Charleston Harbor was empty except for a crew of workmen who were completing construction of the fort. South Carolina wanted possession of the fort, which, if properly garrisoned, might effectively control the harbor and protect the city of Charleston. When Union Major Robert Anderson moved his troops to occupy the partially completed fort, the Confederacy considered it an act of hostility. On April 12, 1861, Confederate Captain George S. James gave the order to open fire on Fort Sumter. 36 hours later, badly outmanned and outgunned, Major Anderson surrendered the fort, and the Civil War had begun. Both sides were confident that the war would be over within 90 days. Most enlistments were for 90 days. Northerners were convinced that when the rebels realized the Union meant business, they would back down and rejoin the Union. Southerners were sure that the Yankees wouldn't fight. Both sides knew that God was on their side.